This episode of the Children's Literature Podcast is brought to you by Middle School Drama. Middle School Drama. You survive it only to realize that it will haunt you for the rest of your life.
Welcome to the Children's Literature Podcast. We're your hosts, Chloe Townsend and
Tiffany Townsend.
This episode is about Dork Diaries. This week, I wanted to tell you about the book series I'm currently obsessed with, Dork Diaries. The author, Rachel Renee Russell, is a lawyer. She lives in Virginia with her spoiled Yorkie dog. She has two grown-up daughters named Erin and Nikki. The main character of Dork Diaries is named after Nikki, who also illustrates the books. Many of the plots of the books come from real-life experiences that Renee and Nikki had when they were dorky girls in middle school.
I haven't read these books as much as you have, so I will be interviewing you as the expert. Who are the Dork Diaries good for?
Well, I would say they're probably good for 8+, because there's a lot of drama and, like, little kids may start imitating it. Like, there's a few words that maybe some younger children shouldn't say, or, like, there's just, like, motions that they shouldn't do.
I think once children reach the ages of 8 or 9, they can understand that they shouldn't imitate absolutely everything they read in a book, where, you know, younger children, yeah, they might do some of the more obnoxious behaviors that you see in the book. Also, I wonder if some of the plots are just a little too complicated for younger kids. What do you think?
Yeah, there's a really complicated plot inside Puppy Love that I just read.
Tell me about the main character, Nikki, and why she's so interesting to you.
The main character, Nikki, is really good at art, and she's really funny. She hates her little sister, Brianna. She loves puppies, and she doesn't really want to do with anything like student ambassador stuff.
Okay, so no running for class president for her, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do the books have one villain, or is it sometimes this person or that person?
Well, for me, it may be different for other people. Usually Mackenzie is the villain, but sometimes there's other people. It's usually Tiffany from NHH or Mackenzie a little bit and Jessica a little bit. Jessica is her best friend.
That seems to match my experience from junior high or middle school, as some people call it. There is sometimes one out-and-out bully in the class, but usually the way these things kind of go is that people will have friendships and they fall apart and come together and there's fights and spats and groups of girls or boys that sometimes like each other and sometimes don't. It seems like that happens a lot in these books.
Yeah.
The Dork Diaries have definitely captured the attention of you and all your friends. It seems like all the girls in your class can't get enough of them. I wonder if part of what makes these books so exciting is because they're about girls who are just a little bit older than you. What do you think about that?
First of all, yes, almost every girl in the class is reading Dork Diaries right now. And I think it might be really exciting because, like, this could be your future. I mean, not exactly, but, like, a few things jumbled up here and there, all mixed together inside your own Dork Diary.
The books do a pretty good job of capturing what it's like to be in middle school, especially the drama. I hated the drama. Middle school was pretty agonizing, actually. What do you think it would feel like if your life was as dramatic as Nikki's?
I would feel like probably, unless my friends were around, I'd probably be grumpy most of the time.
Seems like there's a lot of quarrels in the books between the kids.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds exhausting. I hate to warn you, but if it does happen to you when you're middle school aged, it will also be exhausting for you. Now, you've designed an activity for kids who read the Dork Diaries. Can you tell us about it?
You could choose your favorite scene from maybe one book two books, three books, every one of the books, and remake it by writing it by a different perspective. Like one scene inside Crash Catastrophe, Daisy snatches a sausage off Nikki's plate and completely trashes the house, running up into Nikki's bedroom and jumping into her closet and wearing glasses and a scarf. If you wrote it as Daisy, I would probably say, "Hey, I was just eating a sausage."
Is Daisy the dog?
Yes. Oh. She is the adorable golden retriever that Nikki helped her and her mom, Holly, get into the shelter Fuzzy Friends inside Puppy Love.
Okay, so that would be interesting. You could take one of the entries that's written from Nikki's point of view, and in this case, rewrite it from the dog's point of view, which could be very funny. But I think it might also be really, really interesting to take one of the scenes where there's a fight and rewrite it from the other person's point of view. So you could maybe understand how that person felt, whether or not you agreed with them. But even then, sometimes it's fun to write something from the bad guy's point of view, right?
Yes. Like, inside every book, Nikki and Mackenzie quarrel at least three times.
Which quarrel is your favorite?
Well, probably, it's not really a fight. It's cyberbullying. Mackenzie takes pictures of Nikki and her friend who's a boy and accuses them of being boyfriend and girlfriend, and like they digitally change things here and there, and it looks like inside one of them they're sharing a pastry, inside the other there's a sign, and it's just completely mean, and like there's texts. I don't know how to say it.
Texts. It might be interesting to rewrite that chapter either from Andre's point of view or from Mackenzie's point of view, because Andre was probably embarrassed too, right?
Well, he never actually saw the photos.
Oh, okay, so
unless until the very end.
So if you rewrote it from his point of view, he would be completely oblivious. That could be funny and interesting too. But then if you switched it around to Mackenzie's point of view, you could write all these things about like why she's being so mean. Like, is she enjoying being mean or is she doing it because she's upset?
Well, she's probably trying to win over Brandon because like Nikki loves Brandon.
So she's doing it to be mean.
Yeah.
Okay, well then you could just write an entry in Mackenzie's diary that was just enjoying being mean because she could.
Mwah.
Okay, well, that sounds like a great activity, and thank you for introducing us to the Dork Diaries, and I suspect you'll be reading more of them for many years to come.
I'm going to go read one now.
You've been listening to the Children's Literature Podcast. Please subscribe and give the show a rating. Send comments to letters@childrensliteraturepodcast.com. We're your hosts, TQ Townsend
and Chloe Townsend.
Thanks for listening. That was really good, honey.
Especially, can I have a Tootsie Pop?